I'm speaking with
Zach Ixley.
What organization or group are you affiliated with, or who do you work with?
Well, right these days, I'm just working with myself. No organization.
Nope.
And I'm very disorganized. So.
And very disorganized.
Yeah.
I noticed that you had, when I walked past your computer, we're here at the Ruckus Camp, but I noticed that you had some interesting things on your computer.
Yes. So. I had, that was my parody site, gwbush.com.
And I really recommend you folks to check that out. That's, what's the URL again?
It's just gwbush.com.
All right. And how long have you been working on this kind of project?
Well, that one project started out just as a prank, actually, and I didn't expect it to go anywhere. I just I happened to see that domain name was available way back when Bush first started talking about running for president, and I reserved it. And eventually I put something up there. I was teasing him about his old Coke habit that everybody know. You know, everybody knows Bush was a big Cokehead back in the 80s. But he didn't want to talk about it. You know, he said, remember in the campaign, he said, oh, I'm not going to talk about my youthful indiscretions because I did make mistakes, but I learned from my mistakes. And so I shouldn't have to talk about that stuff. So I'm not going to. So I put up a little parody where Bush, it was a fake press release, where Bush promised he was going to pardon all the drug prisoners in America if they would just admit that they had made mistakes and had learned from them. Because Bush said he learned from his mistakes. So, and that's all that was important. So that it was a big fake initiative, you know, that I announced on the website called Amnesty 2000. He was going to pardon 500,000 people at least, you know. The site looked a lot like the Bush site, had this fake press release. And the next thing I knew, I was getting called by reporters, and it seems that the Bush campaign had launched this whole attack on me to shut down the website. It just spun out of control from there.
Have you done similar things since then?
Yeah, I have. I've done a few little, you know, web spoofs here and there just for fun, and they, you know, there was some kind of weird energy going on for the last few years where if you did any kind of spoof or, you know, like the kind of thing that normally gets ignored by the mainstream media, if you did it on the internet, they would write a story about it. So I just kept putting stuff up on the web and sending out a press release about it, and I'd get a little press cycle out of it, and it was just, you know, a lot of fun.
So do you have a mailing list and a whole slew of reporters that generally check in on a regular basis at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I built up contacts with a lot of reporters, and actually, when they're bored, when there's nothing going on, every now and then I get emails from them saying, hey, you know, give me a lead, tell me something. But I did a parody of CNN. I did a parody of their financial website back when the stocks were booming. You know, when they were talking up when all those financial websites and financial channels on cable were pushing up the stock market. And I did a spoof of CNN-FN, which is their parody website, and they sued me for it. Actually, Time Warner sued me for it, which of course brought lots of publicity and you know turned the whole thing into a really fun situation for me. But unfortunately, they won, and they actually shut down the site. But I learned a lot of lessons from that, and I'm actually going to give a little workshop here on the art of getting sued. How to do it, how not to do it.
How to get sued and how not to get sued.
Well, how to get sued and how to get good publicity out of it, and how to use it as an opportunity to make it backfire on the corporation that sues you. And I didn't succeed in doing that with CNN because I actually entered into the legal process. I should have just let them put me in jail. I just should have, because they got a court order against me. They got a restraining order against me. CNN had a restraining order against me. So, this restraining order said that I couldn't publish the website anymore. I had to take it right down. I couldn't publish anything like it or anything that looked like it or anything that said CNN, and it was very wide-reaching. But I put up a graphic on the site that had a map of downtown Atlanta, you know, where CNN is, and I put like a ring around the headquarters and said I couldn't go within 200 yards of that area, you know, as a CNN's restraining order against me. But they so, you know, I complied with the order. I took it down. And I had actually really good free legal representation. And they were doing a great job of, you know, trying to win this case. But, you know, CNN won when they had, when they forced me to take down the site, you know, because I had all this great legal representation just because, you know, I happened to get it. Just because I, you know, happened to be connected to somebody at this legal institute at Stanford and all who could do that. But corporations send letters out threatening to sue people who put up spoof websites all the time. And all those people take down the websites. Because if you just get sued, that means you have to go to where they're suing you. It means you have to get a suit, you know, show up in court. I had a little fundraising page, you know, where like I needed $180 for a suit, you know, and a, you know, and a couple hundred for a plane ticket. And I said, I'm just going to go down and represent myself. And if they win, you know, screw them. I'll go to jail. I don't care. I'm leaving the site up. And that's what I should have done, because just imagine the press that would have come from somebody, you know, actually being jailed for putting up a parody of a news site. You know, I think, you know, so that's the lesson I learned from that is, somebody needs to go to jail for one of these parody things, you know, and I think that would inflict actually a lot of damage. That would set on the corporation, on their reputation. And I think that would set a much better precedent than, you know, than winning some legal victory that no one is ever going to hear about. Because even if they, you know, even if we were to be able to win that, victory in the courts, nobody's going to hear about it. The corporations are still going to send out letters threatening to sue people, and they're still going to feel like they have to give up, you know, and take down their stuff. So it's a real free speech issue because, I mean, you know, you wouldn't believe how many of these threats are going out from corporate lawyers. I mean, anytime anybody does anything that's a direct spoof off of something that a corporation is doing, they get threatened by a corporation right away, you know?
Well, and I think the parody, I mean, I hear a lot of politicians speaking of democracy as if it was a reality. So truth doesn't seem to be a relevant issue.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's amazing. There's a real difference between the rights that we have. You know, like, there are two sets of rights that you have when it comes to free speech and anything, I suppose, in America. One set of rights is the rights you have as a person who has thousands and thousands of dollars to spend on attorneys. And the other set of rights is the rights that the rest of us have, which is basically no rights. Because as soon as they sue you, you've lost all your rights if you don't have the ability to fight that kind of thing. You have to stop. Even if the law says you can keep going, you have to stop. Because just the act of them suing you shuts you down, unless you have a lot of money or a big organization to back you or whatever. I've met so many people. I've met dozens and dozens of people that have come up to me at various things and said, oh, you know, I did something like that and I got this letter and I had to take it down because I was working and I didn't, you know, have time to fight that. And yeah, so I'm just looking forward to the next battle we're in. This time, I'm not talking to no lawyers.
Stand your ground.
Yeah. I want to eventually do like a, you know, just put up something like just a personal website that so that people can find me. The Bush site goes down, like you said, or whatever, you know, but I haven't done that yet, so.
Right, well, if you happen to just disappear off the radar, then
yeah.
We can kind of track on
yeah,
where you
true.
Might be.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, I better get organized on that.
What are some other websites that you can recommend that follow that same protocol?
You mean just outrageous parody websites and people bucking the system like that? Well, there's one amazing website called it's called RT Mark, just rtmark.com, and they actually helped me out with the G.W. Bush website in the beginning, and they do tons of projects like this, and they help people who start projects like this, and they do provide a little bit of like legal cover, I think, to people who are doing things that are, you know, which might be more illegal. And and so actually, if you go to artmark.com, you can find links to tons of really cool projects like this.
Could you spell that for us?
Yeah, rtmark.com. Part of it is that, you know, a lot of this stuff goes up once, and if they actually do get attacked, you know, it comes down and goes away, and you can, you know, there's hardly a trace. But there's a lot of good satire, you know, stuff out there. There's Satire Wire. They do some, you know, very good, straightforward, funny stuff. And White House, I've got gwbush.com, which is sort of a spoof of the White House site now. But there's also whitehouse.org. Not whitehouse.com, which is a porn site. Whitehouse.org. Is a brilliant political parody of the White House and the whole, you know, Cheney, Bush, and the whole cast of characters up there.
Well, is there anything specific that, besides standing your ground, if you happen to do put a site up there, that we need some folks to hold that? Is there anything else you'd like to say to the larger radio audience out there?
Well, this, you know, it's really exciting to be here where we are and and to be talking to so many people who are working on so many interesting projects and important projects. I've just been so inspired here talking to people who have done totally unique, totally new creative things that I never would have thought of and that haven't been done before. And I think everybody here is proving, there are so many people here that are proving that the internet is actually this amazing tool. I used to be really skeptical of it. I was like, whatever, it's a bunch of wires, computers, you know, that's not going to, what does that do? But it's, the internet is actually, I really believe that the internet is something that is changing the structure of the people. You know, the structure, it's not changing the structure of people. I mean, it's the structure of that thing that we call the people, because it's connecting individuals to other individuals. It's without regard to geography. So for the 100 million people that are on the internet in America, it's virtually free for them to send a message to any other one of those 100 million people, or to put up a website. It's even basically free to put up a website. You know, you can find free web hosting space, go to a public library, do it. You don't even need a computer. And so virtually anyone in America can publish something, a pamphlet, and that can be read by anyone else in America who has access to the internet. That is a fundamental change in the structure of the people. Just imagine if this had been available when Tom Paine had this pamphlet, right? Back during the American Revolution. They printed up something like 3 million copies, and that was at a time when there was only like 15 million people in America. And they had tens of thousands of people out there handing out this pamphlet. And that changed the consciousness of America and led to the American Revolution and led to all kinds of stuff. So now we can do that for free. You can publish a pamphlet, and if it sparks something in people and they email their friends and tell them to go look at it, that happens for free. So just imagine if we had the political culture, you know, if we had the fire and the you know, relevant ideas, if we were like in, you know, if we had more of a connection. You know, I think maybe the left has lost a little bit of its connection to the people. If we were the kind of people that, if there was, I know I'm sounding a little cynical here, but I mean, you know, if we were where those guys were at back then, just think what we could achieve. So, you know, now it's like we've got the tools. Now we've just got to figure out how to organize, how to talk to people, and how to make the leap and really make use of these tools.
I mean, what you're speaking of, hints of actual democracy and free speech, and that seems to be totally illegal in this country.
Well, I sort of disagree. I think that we on the left or on the progressive side of things, or whatever you want to call it, I think that we're not making use of the tools that are right here in front of us. I mean, we know that the corporate media doesn't let us in. We know they're trying to shut us out, and they do. We know that the government, you know, we know that these two parties want to keep it all for themselves and are trying to keep us out. We know that. But the thing is that we have the tools that we have to use are so much more powerful than the tools that so many other groups of people in the past had, you know, like we, which, you know, and they pulled off revolutions. They pulled off mass movements that changed everything, and they didn't have 1/100th of the power that we have in these new tools, you know, and in our ability to publish and our ability to travel and our ability to talk to, you know, anyone anywhere in the country. You know, our ability to get up and say things without getting shot. We know there's violence, you know, we've all seen it in America, but I mean, we got to be honest, you know, it's a lot easier for us than it is for people in a lot of countries where they've accomplished a lot more. And I think, you know, too often we chalk it up to saying, oh, well, the American people are so brainwashed. But I just don't believe that. You know, sure, a lot of people are brainwashed, but there's a lot of amazing grassroots leaders out there in every workplace, every school, you know, every neighborhood. They're out there. They're just waiting for us to put out a program, put out a vision of something different. They've got it in their heads. They're already thinking about it. We're all thinking about – we've got – there's 10 million people in America who are all thinking the same vision of the future. People just want a world in which they control their means of making a living, which they're free. That's simple. That's what everybody wants. And so now, you know, I feel like it's, you know, it's our job. We've got the freedom, you know, us activists or progressives or leftists or whatever we call ourselves, we've got the freedom to and the resources to fly around and have these workshops and have these conferences and to actually organize structures nationwide, you know. So it's our job to connect with those millions and millions of grassroots leaders who share our vision, you know, have some kind of national step forward, international step forward to a better way. I don't know. That's what I think.
Well, that sounds like a call to action to me, and I think we're all there. I certainly agree to that.
Yeah.
And once again, we're speaking with
Zach Exley.
Zach Exley. And what is your the website that you're responsible for?
GWBush.com.
All right. And is there anything else you would like to leave with the radio audience out there?
Peace, love, and happiness.
Peace, love, and happiness.
Yes.
All right.
I'm feeling very in touch with peace, love, and happiness here at this peaceful, loving, and happy gathering.
And revolution.
Yes.
Peace, love, happiness, and revolution.
As soon as possible. Let's get going, guys.